Well, honey, I know what you need. I like to write, you like to read. I really like the way you look. Are you gonna check out my library book? 'Cause I'm your host with the most rocking libraries, coast to coast on I-10, I-20, I-30, 40, I-50, I-60, I-70, 80. I love you, baby, don't mean maybe. You're hotter than mashed potatoes and gravy. And I'm your host, A-OK. Libraries USA, yeah, you look so cute in your glasses, studying for college classes, no fails, only passes, sweeter than Alabama molasses. And I'm your host with the most rocking libraries, coast to coast on I-10, I-20, I-30, 40, I-50, I-60, I-70, 80. Love you, baby, don't mean maybe. You're hotter than mashed potatoes and gravy. And I'm your host, A-OK.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 657. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Brian Bolanski from Charlotte, North Carolina. The song was Rock the Library USA, and that's on his third album, Brian's Super Happy Fun Time Volume 3. You can pick that up digital or on CD on his Bandcamp. He's currently touring and will be playing in Kansas City, but more on that a bit later. In the meantime, pick that one up if you're a fan of our own Destroying Nate Allen, or maybe a little Mojo Nixon in there too. Kind of some fun stuff. We're going to continue on this week. This is a track from Big Dipper. It's called Faith Healer.
Thank you.
Too Much Rock Podcast. Those two make a nice pair. We ended there with Crabber from Hamburg in Germany. The song is called Bad Company, and it's on Crabber, Crabber, Hey, which came out July 7th of this year on Jigsaw Records. It's a little indie rock, a little power pop. It's got lots of good things going for it. Pick that one up. I think you'll be happy with it. And before that, we heard from Big Dipper with the song Faith Healer, originally released in 1987 on the band's debut Boo Boo record, though it probably dates from a little older than that since it was actually written by the quartet that was The Embarrassment. I picked that up on Super Cluster, the Big Dipper anthology, which includes that first EP, both of the band's albums. I'll be playing something else from that next week as I work my way through that 3-CD compilation. Anyway, more music here. Let's stay in Kansas City. This one's by Perry. It's called Morning Breath.
The season's barely started. For me, I'm on a decline. Wasting now.
Pair there from a couple of newish bands, starting with Perry from Kansas City. I played the song Morning Breath, and that's on the band's EP Recurrence, which came out January of 2022. Just a self-released affair, digital only, find it on Bandcamp, but be happy you did. Kind of a Sundays vibe there, right? Lovely sort of alternative rock thing. Makes me want to fire back up the Too Much Rock single series just to release a record by them. Should I? And then after that, we heard from Stay Lunar from Bristol in the UK. The song is I Like It When You're Around, and that is the first track on the When the Sun Sets EP. Again, digital only, Bandcamp, pick it up there. You'll be happy you did. That one has a little more modern twist to it, but it's very good. And that song right there, I'm loving it. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to go up to Canada for this one. This one's Private Lives. The song is Trust in Me.
stab you when you have nowhere to turn. But I learned that it's all just a game. I'm waiting for the day that you learn to walk away from a dead end. But it will not come today, and it will not come tomorrow. Forgive me for my sin. I'm drowning in my sorrow. Like a bottom with the lights out. Spinning with a rabbit, and I can't see the flies now. Feeling like a fucking now.
Probably should have warned you about that one. That song can induce fits of moshing, so I hope you were in a safe space. That is Honey Spider from Kansas City, Missouri. The song is called Dead End. It's on the band's self-titled debut, which came out digitally July 7th. Just a self-release thing you can find on Bandcamp, and I suggest you do. It's a little hardcore, a little punk rock. It's a lot of different things, actually. The project of Brendan Shy from Doomsday and Logan Pearson. Pick that one up. I think you're going to like it. Before that, we heard from the Apettes with the song Remy. That's on their EP Simply, which came out July 14th. On Retta Records. They're based out of Montreal. Just excellent punk rock there. And they have an EP before that, which I will be picking up because I enjoyed this one so very much. And then we started that set off with Private Lives and the song Trust in Me. That's on the band's album Hit Record, which I believe is their debut full length. Also came out on July 14th, also banned out of Montreal. This one on Feel It Records. You can find that one online and you can get it physically as well. If you like that song, you're going to like that album because for better or worse, every song sounds pretty much the same. They're just all very good. You just have to be, you know, committed to that bit. Luckily, I was. Anyway, time to wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast 657. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. And as of today, on Blue Sky as Too Much Rock. And now turning to the concert calendar, we got the Regrets playing the Uptown on the 25th. They're opening for somebody, but that's the band I would care to see. Death Grips are playing the Midland that same night. On the 26th, Florist is at the Replay for an early show. 27th, Jocelyn Nixon is at Blip, or Kansas is at the Midland. On the 28th, everyone is playing. Drifter at the Bottleneck, Eggs on Mars at the Replay, Farside at the Madrid, Screen Door Submarine at Old Folks Home, and Moon 17 at Farewell. On the 29th, Flooding is at Farewell. On the 30th, Youth Pool is at Farewell. Or I Hear Sirens is at the Replay. And into August, Front Bottoms are playing the Venue Which Shall Not Be Named on the 2nd. Arson Classes at the Mini Bar on the 4th. Or Nan and the One Night Stand are playing the Bird Theater. It's kind of an improv theater, and that might be a fun show. Ween is playing the Venue Which Shall Not Be Named on the 4th. Whiffs are at the Ship on the 5th. Spine is playing a CD release at the Record Bar on the 5th. Arson Class is playing Skate Bar that night. And that takes us far enough for now. All right, looking at the website then, we've got new photos, videos, and thoughts of the Alisana, Limbs, Vampires Everywhere, and Across the White Water Tower show, as well as about the Embarrassment show just a couple weeks ago. Lots of things coming, but right now, that's what's new when I look at the website. All right, time for one more track then. Let's do something from Rick White, formerly the band Eric's Trip. He lives outside of Toronto, spends a lot of time in his basement recording, a lot of times recording songs that his friends wrote, but not so much this time. Instead, he's recorded songs that were influential to him, and he calls it 20 Golden Hits of the 60s. You get to hear what influenced him, and it's nice. You can hear like some of the psych songs that we know found their way into those Eric's Trip recordings. But not so much this one. This is a Who cover. It's Dr. Doctor, and it was the B-side of the Pictures of Lily single, written by John Entwistle, sung by John Entwistle. I like this version better, though. It seems to have more guts. So we're going to end things here with this track. It's called Dr. Doctor. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.